Blog Talk Radio.
In a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Let's Talk Smoke right here. Chris Chadwick in the house, just fired up and excited to really be here tonight. Live, barbecuesuperstars.com is where it's always at. It's where the action is every night of the week. We've got a show going on all the time, let me tell you. It's got some great guests, great show hosts. Man, I'm just excited to be a part of it. I want to give a big shout out to Daryl Mass, barbecuesuperstars.com. I am fired up tonight, ready to let the smoke roll, baby. That's right. I'm excited about being here. I hope we get some callers in tonight. As always, we're ready to talk smoke, talk techniques, sauce rubs, products. It does not matter. Whatever you've got on your mind, call in. Let's talk it, because that's what it's all about. This is a show about you and the cue. And I want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Presley Chadwick. What's up, Presley? She is downstairs cooking supper tonight. There she is, little Ric Flair right there. Woo, Daddy, I'm telling you. It's all good in the barbecue hood. We have a big time. We're just, like I say, happy to be here. I'm going to give you a big shout out to every barbecuer nationwide love you. We appreciate you. We support you 100%. That's what this show is 100% barbecue, let me tell you. You know, there's nothing behind it. That's what it's all about. I love all of you. I want you to call in 347-202-0263. Man, I'm going to tell you, I want to thank all my listeners. We have just, it's amazing the people that listen in, archives, call in, listen live. I mean, I'm really thankful to have all of you out there listening in. I'd love to cover any subject, any topic, any kind of questions you got. If I can help, hey, I'm here and I am willing to help. That's what it's all about. Before we go any further, I want to give a big shout out to all my sponsors. And you know what I'm talking about, guys. If you've got sponsors, thank them every time you see them. I know I thank my sponsors constantly. I'm blessed to have them. I thank everybody that sponsors the barbecue team, because without sponsors, guys, you know what we're talking about. It'd make it a lot harder. It's tough enough now. Without sponsors, it would be even tougher. BarbecueSuperstars.com, Daryl Mast, great website. This site has everything on it that you could possibly imagine as far as barbecue-related, tailgate-related, teams, associations, sanctioning bodies, all types of information. If you've never been to BarbecueSuperstars.com, that is BBQSuperstars.com, you need to go check it out. I mean, you can go click happy, click, 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 click. You can go anywhere in the world on that page right there. It takes care of any kind of topic, any kind of barbecue subject, sauce, rub, you name it, it's on there. And a bonus, a bigger bonus than that, is go in the mornings if you're a second shift worker, or you don't have to get up and go to work 7 o'clock in the morning. Go to BarbecueSuperstars.com. He has a live Barbecue Superstars morning show in the mornings, and it's always entertaining. It is interactive. You can call in, give him a shout-out, talk to him while he's cooking. He's always cooking up something good. It's very entertaining. I love to call in personally. I have a great time every time I do call in. Daryl is a super great guy. He will make you feel comfortable and get you on the phone and just have a great time with you. BarbecueSuperstars.com, great website. Daryl Mast, great person. The media monster, I'm telling you, he's the media monster of barbecue. Before we go any further, I've got to do this, guys. This is not sound effects. That is the real deal. Let me tell you, the mountains are super cold tonight. It's been super hot today, so we're going to have us a cold silver bullet while we're talking barbecue. Man, what else better to do other than have a barbecue to go with it? BarbecueSuperstars.com. Great place to go. Check it out. You will not be sorry. Blues Hog barbecue sauce. Do I need to say more? Man, this is a great sauce. It complements about any type of barbecue, any type of competition that you have. That flavor profile is on the money. You have original Tennessee Red, Smoky Mountain, and it does have a mustard sauce. So guys, I mean, it's got the bases covered. First, second, third, and home plate, they're all covered. Blues Hog barbecue sauce, it is spot on. I guarantee you'll appreciate it. You'll love it if you try it. Just get your jar at any grocery store. Check it out. You won't be sorry. Also, let's go on down and just give a shout-out to all my sponsors while we're talking about it. MaverickHousewares.com, Maverick Industries. Man, they have got some great products. I've got a Maverick Pro Temp right here, 100 BBQ in my hand. This is an awesome temperature gauge. It's instant read. It's got a backlit LCD display that will not wash out. Sun hits it at night. You can see it. You don't need a flashlight, and it does what it's supposed to do. It's an awesome piece. I use mine every competition, every time I'm cooking. I like to have my Pro Temp in my pocket ready at any time to check a temp. Maverick, Housewares.com. Check them out. Tell them Chris sent you. Green Mountain Grills. Give a big shout out to Green Mountain Grills. Then I've got a Daniel Boone. That pit is wonderful. I can't say enough about it. Unfortunately, a few weeks ago, coming home from a comp, that all I took to that comp was the Green Mountain Daniel Boone. And I cooked all my categories, which was pork, ribs, and anything but on that grill. I placed second and brought home two-thirds. So I brought second. I brought a reserve grand home, all off my Green Mountain Grill. Go to greenmountaingrills.com. Check them out. If you get you a Daniel Boone, a Jim Bowie, hey, they've got a new model, a tailgate model, that's coming out, Davy Crockett. They have got some dynamite product. Check it out. Their pellets are awesome, very reasonably priced. They've got a line of sauces, rubs. Go to greenmountaingrills.com and check them out. You will not be sorry. I promise you. Also, Meat Rake, meatrake.com. These little rakes right here, if you're cooking a mass quantity of butts, shoulders, hams, briskets, whatever, you need to pull this stuff, Meat Rakes will do it in no time, save them hands from being burnt up. Get you a little pair, very affordable, I think they're $19.95. Go to meatrake.com, order you a pair today. Also, Grill Grates, grillgrates.com. Mr. Brad Barrett's got a dynamite product. A grill grate will fit Komodos, kettles, regular style grills, smokers, pits. He's got a grate to fit your grill, promise. And when you use these, it basically turns that grill into an infrared cooker, puts perfect marks on them every time. You've got to try your set out. You will not be sorry. You'll thank me tomorrow. Order your set of grill grates. That's grillgrates.com. Up on Facebook, guys. Maverick, you can look up Maverick on Facebook, Grill Grate on Facebook, Meat Rake on Facebook, Daryl Mass Barbecue Superstars on Facebook, Bill Arnold Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce on Facebook. Guys, you can check them all out. Also, big shout out to Danny Kugel. That's Pitbull's Barbecue School. He's got Pitbull's Up and Smoke Barbecue School. He has a special on it right now, a Labor Day special that he has extended. Man, let me tell you, this is a very informative class. It's an online barbecue school. It's very reasonably priced. It is on sale right now. Check it out, Rebecca Kugel, Danny Kugel, Pitbull's Barbecue School. You will not be sorry if you take this class. It is well worth the money. It will open your eyes, especially newcomers, pros alike. You know, he is teaching his class while he's on the barbecue trail, and it's, like I say, it's very good. So check it out. That's Danny Kugel, Pitbull's Up in Smoke Barbecue School. Also, I want to give a couple more shout-outs. I've got this new barbecue sauce, guys. I think it's real popular in Texas, and it's going to be popular in Tennessee. It's Daigle's Cajun Sauce. You can look them up on www.CajunSweetAndSourSauce.com. It's Daigle's. Let me tell you, they've got some awesome flavors, some great flavor profiles. Man, this is something that'll go great on ribs, something that'll go great on chicken. Hot sauce, you can make a buffalo wing sauce out of this Cajun hot sauce, which is dynamite. They are from Louisiana, so they know how to make hot sauce. Let me tell you, let me just go down the line and tell you what kind of sauces they have right now. You will not be sorry. Try these out. Go to www.CajunSweetAndSourSauce.com. They've got a Cajun sweet and sour. They've got a sweet and sour spicy. They've got a sweet habanero rib sauce. And let me tell you, if you like it with some kick, this habanero rib sauce would kick it up a notch. It's fire. It's definitely something that you would enjoy and appreciate, the flavor profiles, the taste. It's spot on. They've also got a pecan garlic sauce, which is very good, a sweet applewood jalapeno, and they've got a Cajun grilling blend. And, you know, it's very savory. It's got a lot of spices in it. It'll just it'll do it up. No, you just got to try it. And also, they've got a hot sauce. Go to www.CajunSweetAndSourSauce.com. Check it out. Order you some. You won't be sorry. I'm telling you, all these products, all these companies that sponsor me, help me out. And, you know, anything a company does is a sponsor. Anything that helps is great. You know, and I just appreciate all of them. All these companies have got some dynamite products. If they weren't good, I wouldn't tell you about them. And that's the bottom line, because I said so. You know, I've done this show for over a year. I promote barbecue. I promote everything good, you know, and that's just what it's about. We keep it real. We keep it positive. And that's how we're going to roll around here. We're going to let the smoke roll. We're going to have a great time. We're keeping it real. We are 100% barbecue. This is a show all about you and the Q. Need I say more? 347-202-0263 is the number to call. I want you to call in and tell me what is going on tonight. Tell me about the comp you're cooking this weekend. Tell me about the comp you cooked last weekend. Tell me what you're doing. If you're making sauce, making rub, man, that's what I've got to do that tonight. I've got a huge 300-piece chicken order to cook up Saturday, and it's going to kick my butt, but we're going to let the smoke roll. We're going to fire the big hog up. We're going to cook her all up and make them spot on and make it money, and that's what it's all about, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to kick it off right here. I'm going to play a song tonight. You know, I don't play a lot of songs, but I'm going to take a quick break and give you a little AC/DC, see if we can fire this bad boy up tonight. And let's play something here. Let's get something rocking and rolling. Let's shake it up a little bit. See if we can get something rolling. See if we can get something jamming out here. But no, guys, all these companies just have some wonderful products. Another product off the top of my head that is a dynamite product. He sent me one, and I'm telling you, I use it every competition, anytime I'm cooking, anytime I'm injecting. That's Dan Udall's BarbecueKansasCity.com. He has got a Chops power injector that is off the chain. I'm telling you, it broke the chain. It's off the chain. It's rolling, and it ain't going to stop. Man, this injector has a injection head with four needles, and let me tell you, it will pump it up in no time. I mean, it is convenient to use. The tank is small. It's lightweight. It's mobile. You pump it up. You inject with four needles kicking in one time. It will pump a 10-pound butt up. It'll kick it 11, 12 pounds in no time. It is an awesome product. I will be posting some of these sites on my Facebook page. That is Chris Chadwick. And while you're listening, while you're thinking about it, if you're listening, going to listen to it later in archives, guys, go to Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Radio Show on Facebook. Give me a like. You know, like my page. We're all about that anymore, this society. We all want to like. So check it out. Like it. Also, go to Tennessee Barbecue Association on Facebook. It's a great group. We've got a lot of pitmasters there in Tennessee on that. Also, check out www.tbabbq.com. Loaded up with all kinds of information, comps, Tennessee Barbecue Association sanctioned comps, rib shootouts. You know, you just got an email there. You can shoot me an email through tbabbq.com. You can also contact me through Facebook. Any of these outlets, you can get it. You can get me. Just give me a shout out. Tell me what's going on. If you want me to get your product out on the radio, we do have thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners. So if you want me to give you your product out, hey, I don't mind. I'm all for it. I am 100% barbecue. We've got all kinds of barbecue shows out there. We're going to keep it real, keep it good, keep it positive, and that's the way we are going to roll. The number to call tonight, 347-202-0263. I'm going to see if we can get a little music playing here. I want to play a little bit the studio board is working pretty good tonight. That's a big hell yeah. I'm happy to say that. I am happy to say that I've got my Green Mountain Grill rolling, fired up, cooking again, cleaned up, straightened out. It took a bad dive off the back of a trailer a couple weeks ago after bringing home a big reserve grand. And we've got it ready to roll again. We've got it straightened out, a little diamond plate aluminum, and some black paint won't fix. We got her looking good. Let me tell you, I'm ready to get her fired up. I have got so many things. I've got so many things going on right here. I've got Facebook messages. I've got callers getting ready to call in queue. We've got all kinds of things going in. We have got, we're live on the air. We've got hundreds of listeners right now fired up. Guys, y'all call in. Don't be shy. This whole show here is all about barbecue. We're having a great time. We always have a great show. We've got pitmasters calling in from all over the country. I just don't even know how to say thank you enough because we do have a great time. Always have a great show. You never know who's going to call in. We've got pitmasters that's been on barbecue pitmasters. We've got friends all over the country, and that's what barbecue is all about, guys. We have a great time. You meet somebody, you don't even meet them. Talk to them on Facebook. They're in the barbecue community. You have a big time. Man, when you meet them, it just makes it that much better. And I'm thankful to be a part of this brotherhood, sisterhood, because it's very special. You know, you've got great people everywhere, but in this barbecue brotherhood, sisterhood, man, people are just come together and have a great time. That beard, his eyes cold tonight, baby. We need to get something hot to talk about, some barbecue. I'm glad I'm going to have to talk about that 300 pieces of chicken and halves that I'm going to have to cook this weekend. That's going to kick my tail, but we're going to have a good time. That's a fact. Let's see. Guys, I'm going to open the chat room up, too, and I completely forgot about that tonight. We're going to fire the chat room up. Let me get that fired up. It's just taking its time tonight. We're going to fire the chat room up. Get it going and welcome everybody to the chat also. The number to call is 347-202-0263. We're going to be multitasking tonight as always. Get this chat fired up. There's a lot of guys that like to get in the chat room simply because they can't call in. It's inconvenient for them to call in, but that's all right. We're going to get the chat fired up. We're going to try to fire it up on the studio board tonight. Hey, here's a cool song. Let's see if we can get that baby going. Check it out, funky music. Yeah, play that funky music. Get up. Let's try that one more time. Let's get up one more time. Yeah. that funky music. I'm telling you, that's an old school tune. I'm old school anyhow. I like kind of, I like a little music like that. Kick it up a notch sometimes. We have got the chat room open. We have got the studio board up. We want to talk a little TBA talk tonight. We always like to talk a little Tennessee Barbecue Association talk. Hopefully we'll get some callers in that are on the Tennessee Barbecue Association that are members. This board, you know, we just work with it, make it happen, make it work. But we've already lost some callers. Guys, if y'all want to call back in, feel free to. I'm not ignoring you. I'd love to have you all call in. We usually have several people to call in. Chat room is up and open. I will go on and put that out on Facebook. Maybe. I know y'all enjoy that chat room being up. So we got chat room up now. So get in the chat room, type questions, I'll answer them. Let's just have an open mic tonight. You know, you never know what you want to talk about. I know I need to make some rub. I need to make some sauce. I need to have it going right now. I am out. And, you know, I use some great rubs. Junior's Rub for Grub, I didn't mention him. He is one of my sponsors also, Junior Rass. Rub for Grub, Dynamite Rub. I had the pleasure of going to Texas a few weeks ago down to the Breast Fest. Stayed with John Reeves, Smoking X, Cole Smith, Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. We went down to the Breast Fest. We were right next to Junior. Lance, unfortunately, was down away from us a little ways down, but we got to go down and hang out with Lance. He cooks dynamite fajitas that night. We ate some awesome beef, some awesome brisket steaks. We bacon wrapped shrimp. Man, we had a blast at the Breast Fest this past year. I hope to get to go back again next year. We've got to kick the tires, light the fires, and let the smoke roll and make that money where we can go back. That was an awesome time. If you ever get to go to Texas to a cook, go to Texas and cook. You'll love it. These guys in Texas, I want them to come to Tennessee. I got a place. I got extra beds. I got couches. I'll keep them up. We'll go cook. Have a great time. That's what it's all about. Friendships last forever when you meet them in the barbecue community. And that's just what it's all about. You know, friendships is very important. You establish during this journey on your barbecue trail. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to get into a barbecue competition. Hey, you can get your Weber kettle. Better yet, get your Green Mountain Grill Daniel Boone. Fire that bad boy up. Take your bag of pellets, a table, a pop-up. Enter a contest and go cook. I guarantee you'll have a blast. It won't kill you. It won't work you to death. You will have a blast, and you will go back to another one. We've got a big one coming up this coming weekend in Martin, Tennessee, the Soybean Festival. Unfortunately, I just don't know. I'm not going to be able to go. Team Hall County won't be there because I have a wedding to cater for Saturday, and there's no way I can go compete Friday night and Saturday and cook 300 pieces of chicken for wedding Saturday afternoon. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make that. It will be a great cook. It always is. And I'm just very disappointed that I'm not going to get to go. But there will be more. I guarantee it. 2 weeks later, the next weekend, we've got the Boss Hoss Burnout there at Paris Landing, Tennessee, right on the lake. It's going to be a nice cook, Friday, Saturday cook. I can't wait. I'm ready to just go and have a big time there. That's what it's all about. And we're just going to let the smoke roll right there at Paris Landing at the Boss Hoss Burnout Barbecue Competition. Wish everybody that's going out to Soybean Festival in Martin, Tennessee, good luck. I wish I was there cooking against you. I'm just not going to make it this week, so, you know, y'all going to get a bye from me. All right. Number to call, 347-202-0263 is the number to call, guys. Just bear with it. Keep calling in. We will get you on. Promise. We're going to refresh this board right now and make it happen. Beer is cold tonight. I just can't say enough about that. It's been hot today, humid, terribly hot. Okay. It's always good to have a nice cold one when you get home. Okay, chat room is up, still rolling. All right, and studio board is refreshing. And we're going to have her back on here. Let's see. Bear with me. This is live. It's never rehearsed. It's all live. Whatever comes our way is what we do, and that's how we roll. So just bear with me, and we will make it work. I know Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, had a beginning to a great show Sunday evening. Something happened. The board went down in about 16, 17 minutes. Then it was over. I sure hate it because... he's always got a good show on Sunday nights. Be sure to check out Lance Moore on Sunday nights. That's West Texas Pitmaster. He's got a great show. Monday night comes in with Jim Burke, Killer Bees in the house right there. Also, Tuesday night, you've got Chad Ward, Whiskey Bent in the pit on right here, barbecuesuperstars.com. There's a show every night of the week. With exception of Saturday nights, Wednesday night, you got me coming in. And we let the smoke roll every Wednesday night. We have a great time with it. That's just what it's all about. I don't get tore up about it. I just have a good time. We make it work. And that's what it's all about, guys. I'm relaxed. I just have a good time with it. I really appreciate it. I enjoy doing this. We just always, always have a great time. You know, usually the first hour, few callers calling in. Let's say we've got some callers. We've got this board back up now. Let's see. We've got a caller right here, 573. You're live with us. I know who it is. What's going on tonight?
What are you doing, Chadwick?
And I'm battling this board as usual with having a good time, having a cold brew. How's it going tonight, Mr. Cody Archie and Lulu's Barbecue?
Not a whole lot. I'm just out here working in the yard, so I thought I'd call in and listen, see what's going on, chime in if something interesting somebody's talking about. But that's about it, really. How's everything going other than the board not working?
Well, it's been hot. I'm telling you, today I work at the shop. I got my Green Mountain.
Did you get line back out?
Green Mountain fixed, yep. Got her straightened out pretty good. Got her fixed up. I was proud to see everything back in order. It looks good. It looks nice. I was really thankful to have her back going back again. You know, I'm a stick burner at heart, but I sure love my Green Mountain grill. honestly, I do. I mean, it's a dynamite grill. The convenience of a pellet cooker is just unreal if you've never used one. I can't say enough about it. I love the smoke my old pit puts out, but you can make that Green Mountain grill smoke it up too. And
you thought I was crazy, didn't you?
I just didn't know.
That's what a lot of people are, you know.
Hey, you were right.
I always want to look at you like you ain't a real barbecue guy, but it all does the same shit pretty damn much. You can burn it up, you can mess it up just as fast on a pellet smoker as you can on a regular charcoal burner.
I think I
proved that fact a couple weekends ago, you know. First time out cooking on a charcoal burner I ain't never cooked on in 3 years since I first started cooking. The only thing I ever used was pellet smokers. It didn't change nothing for me, you know. It's
right.
Just the same thing.
I hear you. I know what you're saying. You know, I like mine. I just hate to think I would ever have to do without one. I mean, it just helps so much.
The convenience part about it is just, you know, immaculate.
Yeah.
You can't beat the convenience of it.
Well, you know, I'm fat and I'm old. And staying up 2 days is pretty rough anyhow. And then when you're firing that old smoke, a stick burner. I mean, we have got the stick burner down this time. And it is a great cooker. You know, whether it's homemade or not, it is a great cooker. And I can put out the fine meat on it when I've got everything right on. And,
right.
But that convenience of that taking that one bag of pellets with that Green Mountain Grill and cooking a comp with it, I mean, man, that's just crazy. I mean, you know, no work involved. And it makes
you
cook
don't have to
so
work.
Much nice.
You just don't have to worry about nothing but your meat. You know, you just concentrate on your food. That's all you concentrate on.
That's right. That's right. And it just makes it so much nicer, so much easier. I just can't reiterate enough the convenience of a Green Mountain Grill. I mean, it's just dynamite. I'm thankful to have one. I'm thankful that Green Mountain Grill is one of my sponsors. I'm proud of that. And it's just a blessing to have it. Like I say, we always perform barbecue 100%. That's what we're doing. Guys, I'm seeing some calls come up and drop out on the boards. Call back. We'll get you on. We'll get you in. We'd love to have you here. We've got her live in the house. We have got Cody Archie of Lulu's Barbecue, the original Lulu's Barbecue right here. Mr. Barbecue Fitmaster. Call in, give him a little help. He would love to take a little.
I like a little help now, man. They've been wearing me on Facebook. Everybody's been wearing me on Facebook, cooking tips.
Really?
So, yeah.
Man.
Every day. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I enjoy that, though. So, you know, I like helping people out. So,
well,
it don't really bother
me. You know
what?
We always help them out. We take a little, and we can dish it out just as easy as we can take it. But it's all about helping one another, and they rag me. I've got guys that rag me and give me a little help, and I just give it back to them. That's what it's. We're just big kids with bigger toys. That's all it is.
Yep.
What's next on your agenda? You got a comp coming up? You got anything? Are you catering anything? What's next for you?
I'll be laying low. I'm headed down to Tunica, Mississippi. They got that big contest down there, so I'm gonna head down there to Tunica, and we're gonna roll the dice and see what happens down there.
Well, that sounds exciting, man. I wish I could come down there and hang out and you know, it's hard to get away sometimes. It really is.
It is.
But I know y'all have a great time there, and I wish you the very best. You know, you get out there, let the smoke roll, and make it work. Get that call, get that last call, make that money. That's what it's all about. I wish you the very best.
If I get a couple calls, I'd be happy. That's for sure.
I hear you. That's what it's all about, you know. I hope you get a call. If we're competing against each other in Baltimore, hell, if I don't get one, I hope you do. You know, I mean,
yeah,
that's just how it works.
I'm gonna try to make it over to Bolivar. I like the competition there. Last time we was there, there was a lot of good teams there. It was paid out well. And this time they're fixing to pay out more money, so I'm more intrigued to go this time than I was last time. Didn't really know
that's
what to
right.
expect last time we was there.
Well,
but it was a good time. They had plenty of room.
That's right. When I go, I'm going old school. I'm going pop-ups in my rig and my Green Mountain, and I'm going to be in it to win it, brother. We'll sit up beside each other and have a big time and just go at it and have a great time. I'm excited about that.
I tell you, I'd bring my pellet smoker, but I sold that dude the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man. Can't believe it.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard to believe, ain't it?
Well,
I called the guy, and I said, I know you've been wanting one. He said, yeah, I've been wanting a bigger one. I was like, well, I'm going to sell this one. He came straight over and bought it. It had all new parts on it and everything else.
well, you know, they make more, and if that's what, that's good, it's got her gone, and they always have more, and just roll with another. You know, that's the way to do it.
I'm gonna stick with the smoking gun for a while, and I really like the smoker, so I'm gonna stick with it for a while, and let's see, until maybe we bring out another one. We'll see if we bring out another one, though. Cook with that one, but I really like the way that one cooks and how it controls. I take all I need is one bag of charcoal. I use half the bag of charcoal, and it'll burn for 16 hours during the whole cook, so I don't have to mess with charcoal. I don't have to mess with anything, so that's what's great about it. So,
man, that's
for me
awesome.
Anyway.
You know, yeah, if you can do that, it's rolling.
Ain't nobody else out there tonight? What is everybody else out there?
We've got, let me see. Let me refresh this board, man. I'm telling you, it's just acting crazy. Lance Moore, Sunday night, West Texas Pit Masters, he had a 16-minute show. I don't know what happened. We shut him down. We've got another caller right here. They're right here in
queue,
573-233. You're live with us. What's going on?
I'm at work. Mute me.
Hey, brother, what's happening?
Good. I'm at work. Mute me.
Oh,
hey, that's Kobe.
Fine.
He's at work. He's listening. He's down there in the loud coal field down there. You can't understand him. That's
all
why
right,
he's
well,
down there.
I got there. Him muted now. I got him. Welcome there, Kobe. Glad you're here with us, brother. All right, and I got another caller. Let's see. Let's get them old. See if I can cue him in. Just give me a second. We'll make it happen. Presley's been downstairs cooking up some mean supper now. He's brought up some pork loin, and I'm going to tell you, that's a walk every time right here. This pork loin, that's mighty fine. Tender. Got a good flavor. He pan-fried it tonight. Man, that's dynamite. Better watch out. I'll bring my secret weapon here. Mm. Very good. We got another caller in queue. Let's get John in. Man, that's fire. 806, you're live with us. Who we got?
Is it me, Chris?
That's you. Hey, girl.
Hey, I wasn't calling. I didn't press one. I don't know why it always does this to me. I didn't press one to talk. I just called to listen.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Jennifer, you can listen, and I will turn you off if you want me to. Are you welcome to stay here with us? We've got Cody Archie in the house. Lulu's Barbecue right there off Pitmasters. He's with us tonight. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. We're going to our first cook-off on Friday, so we're excited.
Awesome. And the team name. Let's hear the team name. Give a shout out to the new team name.
Daytime Friends and Nighttime Rubbers.
Nighttime Rubbers. That's all right. That's a big hell yeah. And you got a little. And what are you pulling this bad awesome rig with? Tell us what you got.
Well, we have a short bus, but we're not pulling the short bus this weekend because it died on the way home. So we're going to wait and get it all set up. So this weekend it won't happen with the short bus, but hopefully soon when John gets it all fixed up and puts me in bed in there. I'm going to have to sleep in a tent this weekend, I guess, because
the short
bus it's not ready yet. But when we get it ready, we'll for sure put some pictures on Facebook and let y'all know about it. It'll be fun.
Well, I bet it'll be fire. You know, that bus will make an awesome cooker. Cook companion, because you've got a place you can crash, place you can prep. You know, it's just gonna make it so. It's gonna make it so nice.
Yeah, he's putting a bar in there and all kinds of stuff. But today, I tried to get John Reeves to send me a list of like what all you need to take, because you know where Buffalo is. You saw it; it's way out there. And I'm like, I don't want to drive.
Right.
You know, 20 minutes if we forget something. So send me a list of what all we need to take, and he said he would, and he didn't do it. But and then John's trying to figure out how to get the grill ready because it's never been used. And he kept texting me and telling me to find a place that sells lard. Well, I thought he meant, like, you know, Crisco.
Right.
But that's not what he meant. He meant, like, you know, crap that the butchers don't want to season the grill and get it all ready. And so we're trying to get that rounded up right now. We have a friend that's a butcher, so he called him and talked to him, and we're trying to get that all ready to go. And
just you,
anyway,
Pam.
Pam,
cooking spray. Yeah, spray it on there, light it up, pack it up about 350 degrees, and yeah, everything will be kosher. You don't have to worry about all that.
Salt, pepper, or anything?
No.
Yep. No, it's not going to hurt.
I'm just
spraying it
up. You can. You can put onions in it. You, I mean, you can put whatever you want to in it. I mean, I just, that's the only thing I use is Pam, palm olive or something like that, and just light it up and let it go.
Ah.
Just coat it down real good with a spray. Just spray her down real good, heat it up, season it in a little bit, and you'll be ready to roll.
Okay.
Yeah. Lard will work, but that's a lot more work. Yeah, just get you some grill spray or Pam or just the cheapest Pam you can get. Any kind of spray oil. Coat her down real good, fire it up, and you season it in, you're ready to cook then. So that's an offset stick burner. So what are you going to use? You're going to use mesquite, hickory, coke stove? What are you planning on? Charcoal? What are you going to use in it?
I don't know. I think he's going to use mesquite. Maybe some oak. I'm not sure yet.
Right.
We have a little bit of both. So I don't know. I don't know what he's going to use. This is all his doing. I'm just along for the ride.
Well, it'll be good. He's just going to supervise. Yeah, that's scary. Supervise. I hear you, supervisor. he's cutting his teeth this weekend. He's going to let the smoke roll for the first time on his new pit. Be sure to take a trash can with you or some trash bags. We don't need him littering by any means.
Yeah, right. Well, he got out of that. That's good.
Oh, Cody, you would have to be there at this competition. We were in the middle of Texas. It was dry as a bone, and we had a lake. We was right around the lake. And, I mean, it was one big crazy time. There was, how many teams were there? Jennifer, 60 what?
63.
Yeah, you know, crazy. I mean, it was all set up. There were John Deere, Gators, golf carts. They were all kind of stuff rolling all the time. Segways, bands playing, tours light everywhere to the left and right. And somebody was driving a Gator and got a ticket for littering. I hadn't figured that one out.
He had a choice of that or another really bad ticket, so he chose that.
That's right. So he opted out to get a littering ticket other than a...
drunk driver.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yep.
So
when the officer pulled him over, he asked, he said, I told you to get this off the road. And my husband said, well, I thought I had it in the bar ditch. Not the right answer.
Yeah.
The cop didn't like that too much.
I can see him saying that too. And wasn't he hauling John, he was hauling John Reeves around too, wasn't he? Wasn't that why he was out?
Yeah, Yeah, John Reed busted off the golf cart, or off the Gator and ran. He was scared.
It's what I do.
Hell, it's not like it could have caught him. That's like me getting off a golf cart running. You know, that would be funny. John's not on here tonight, so we don't have to worry about him saying anything. Yeah, let's make fun of John running off the golf cart in the pitch black, running from the police. Oh.
He said he looked like a thug on Cops.
So this comp, what's the categories that you comp this weekend? Is that ATA?
Are you talking to me or him?
Yeah, you. We want to find out about your competition this weekend.
I know they're having... brisket, ribs, chicken, and the chili. They're having chili. We're not doing the chili. The chili, the rules on that are like out of control crazy, and we don't know. we're not going to try that one.
Well, sometimes it's better to leave some of them alone. That's right. Sometimes it's a lot better to leave some of those categories alone. That's why I got bean category. Cody, you need to go check his bean category out. It's crazy. You have to use dry beans, right? You can't use canned beans. You have to use, you have to use dry beans. Bento dried beans. You got to soak them, get them ready, and you season them up and you cook the beans. But now, whatever you put in your beans can't be any larger than the size of your bean when it's in that Fernium cup.
So you get DQ'd and you get DQ'd quick. If you use anything
So there's in a bean category. It's not like just open a can of beans and heat them up and turn them in. It's like they're soaking hard dried beans. They are putting one bean in the cup at a time. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a tough category. I mean, there's a lot of time it takes. It's a lot of time involved in that. It sure is.
Did you taste the ones that won?
Yeah.
They were good.
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
She said it cost her $2.08 to make those beans, and she won. I don't remember how much it was, but close to $200 on her beans.
Well, that's crazy. That's good. I mean, that's awesome. They pay out really big money, too. I mean, those IBCA, you know, you've got 60 cooks, and that's really considered, what, a medium size or smaller cook compared to some of them? That was a big cook for this event. What was it, the third year?
It was the third year. The first year we had 9 cooks. The second year we had 28. And this year we had 63.
So, see, that's phenomenal. So, I mean, that's crazy numbers. You realize it worked your tail off, didn't it?
Yeah. I worked year-round on the cook-off to put it on. And this year we're going state. So, in 2014 will be state. Mm-hmm.
Really?
So, it's going to be even bigger, hopefully.
Well, I hope I can make it back for the next one. I'm going to do my best to.
And we're also going to add pork butt.
Really? That's awesome. It's time.
Yeah.
You know, y'all need to have some real barbecue in the mix, like, you know, barbecue pork. I don't mean it like that. I know Texas is big in brisket, and that's awesome. But, I mean, right here, you throw that wild card in there, barbecue pork. I mean, that's going to just, like, basically throw a rock in the cogs to these cookers, because most of these guys don't cook pork, do they?
No, a lot of them don't. But we debated on, we've already had meetings and meetings and meetings since then, and we debated on a kids category Friday night.
Yeah.
Mark out the margaritas or do pork butt the next day, and we decided to do pork butt because I think we'll have more people who will get involved. But it's not going to be a 50-50. It's going to be a payout. Just like, you know, brisket won $500 for first place.
Right.
We paid out for fifth, and we're going to do the same thing with them. So it'll be a bigger payout this year, too.
That'll be awesome. I mean, that's fire. That's fire. That sounds like a great comp. Well, people that doesn't organize a barbecue competition doesn't have a clue the work it takes.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And you do. Yes, you've already started on next year's now.
Yeah, we've already had several meetings, and we're going to take out the big concert and just do the local bands, like Dick's Happy, and it's going to come back next year, and we're going to do that Friday night again. But then after that, we're going to do an auction, and have 20 to 25 auction items. But, I mean, this year we did good. We raised $13,000, which is amazing.
Great.
We want to kind of get away from go where we came from the first year, because the first year we had live bands, but they were just local, you know, recognize our local people, because and a lot of other people told me that Dick's Hat Band, they were just amazing, and they were fun, and they put on a great show, and the bigger guys, you know, they cost more money, and don't do so well.
Yeah.
I mean, some old dude, but I mean, Blue could have. I don't know. He was very mellow compared to what he usually is, and I think that's because there were some children there. But
right.
We're gonna go back to just where we came from, and go back to our roots and keep it, you know, completely West Texas.
Gotcha.
And I like that.
Gotcha. That's right. Well, you know, I enjoyed both groups. I mean, Dick's Hat Band was awesome. I mean, they rocked her out. And Blue did a great. I enjoyed that, too. You know, and they both, all the band members come down to our campsite, and we just had a big time with all them. And it was just a lot of fun. You know, it was something that I'll remember for the rest of my life, for sure. So,
okay. Congratulations.
I'm really wanting to come back next year. Maybe, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. We're gonna get back. That's for sure. Let's see.
Well,
here.
We need.
I do. Let me get this new caller in. We've got a caller. It's bored. I'm just keep refreshing, and we're just gonna keep rolling with it, like it, make it work. We've got a caller 731-415. I'm about to cue you in as soon, and we'll see if we can get you working here. You know. Sunday night, Lance had a 16-minute show, Jennifer. That's about as far as she wrote for Lance Sunday night. And it's crazy. But he'll come back next week with a bigger show. We're about to get this other caller queued in. Welcome them in. Cody, you still in the house, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, all right. Well, you just chime in, my man. Now, this is Jennifer right there out of Buffalo. Now, do you live there in Buffalo Springs, Jennifer?
No. I live in a little town called Shallowater. It's about 20 minutes from Buffalo.
Okay. All right. She had a great event there at Buffalo Springs. You know, that just a wonderful event. I can't say enough about it. I really enjoyed it. Had a great time, loved it, and want to go back. And I've got to flying down. I know what to do next time. You know, that was the first time I'd ever really flown anywhere. And then there were some damn stories about that. You know, taking rub and water through the security line, man, they had me pulled over to the side. You know, I was public enemy, public enemy, top 10 most wanted going through the airport with rub and water in my bag. So I'm telling you, it was crazy. Crazy.
Well,
Wayne
gave us some rep to try this weekend, so we'll see how that goes over.
Lance has got a good rub. He's got that West Texas Pitmaster's rub, and I've got some of it too. And it's a good rub. If he gives you his, you know, it's a fine rub. And matter of fact, I took some rub to Texas when I went. And John has some, and Lance has some. I think Junior got some. But it has sugar in it. You know, theirs really doesn't have a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
It's more salty with heat, and our flavor profiles is more sweet with heat. You know, I use all kind of sugar in mine. Cody, you use quite a bit of sugar in yours, don't you? Cody's got a good rub too.
I can't reveal any secrets at this time.
Oh,
I have changed
it.
Normally I would.
Now,
and we're trying to figure out what to do. Help us out a little bit.
Normally I would, but I have restructured everything that I'm doing.
He doesn't use sugar in his rubs, evidently. Now, you know, we don't want to give out any secrets.
I ain't saying yes. I'm just saying I restructured all the sauce and all my seasoning.
Oh, so full.
I'm on Facebook. Look me up on Facebook and just text it or private message me and let me know because you won't be competing against us this weekend.
I don't know what they like down in Texas.
Oh,
yeah,
Marcy.
We don't know either.
We're going to get this caller in, guys. 731-415, you're live with us. Who we got?
Hey. Hey, bro.
Hey. What's going
on? This is Mr. Pat Rad out here at the club. He wants to talk to you a minute.
All right, get him in there at the club.
All right, here he is.
All right.
Here he is.
Hey.
What I want to know is why you make such good sauce and you don't get it marketed anywhere. And I can't find you, and I have to hunt your brother down to get some because I need some bad.
Oh, brother, well, let me tell you. I will make some salsa tomorrow, and I will get it to him. What do you want and how much, and I'll get it to you.
Well, I need a gallon of each one because your regular sauce is great, but your hot sauce is perfect when I'm doing some cooking, and I can let ladies and children still eat it and it not be too hot.
Right.
It's the best I've ever had.
Well,
you know,
I sure appreciate that.
I've got 2 or 3 gallons off Tim from you, but I never can find you.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And the next thing I want to know is when you're going to open up a business so I can start eating.
Oh, baby, I tell you what.
I heard that's in the making, but Well, you need to get started, brother. Because your food is fantastic.
Well, I appreciate
your sauce
that.
Is better.
Thank you very much.
Your sauce is better.
Well, I tell you what, we'll get you some sauce.
We need you to cook out here one Monday night for football.
Well, we'll do that too. You line it up, and I'll come cook.
I'll line it up, brother.
You line it up, I'll come cook. You just pick out what you want to cook, we'll cook it. We'll have a big time.
Well, Tim said when he's off, we'll get together and do this.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
I need some of your sauce bad.
All right. Well, I'll get you some made. I've got to make some. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. We'll get it going. All right.
Man.
All right,
yes, sir.
Brother. Have a good night. Bye. Well, guys.
Is the club a bar?
Country club. Yep, it is.
Just wondering.
it sure is. It is. It's they have Monday night football out there, and they always have a good time out there. And they just people around here really like my sauce, and I just hadn't had it marketed yet. And hopefully sooner than later I will. And we're going to open up a little to-go pit, and I guess that's what we're going to do. We just make it happen, make it work. So, Cody, back to you. What's in your rub now? Tell us, break it down for us.
Yeah, come on.
We want to hear some secrets.
I ain't got no secrets. I can tell you that one. Nothing secretive.
Oh, man, I'll send my secret
Simple.
Angel out.
Simple.
I hear you. Simplicity, guys, and Jennifer, believe this or not, simplicity works. I mean, when you do too much. Yes, it does. When you do too much.
I talked to a guy last night on Facebook, and he used commercial sauce, and he added, I don't remember what all he had like a bunch of different crap, and I'm like, what are you using? He was like, well, I take this, and I take this, and I put this in here, and I put a little bit of this in here, and I make it my own, and I'm like, that stuff's nasty. The regular sauces and seasoning he was using, I'm like, man, that's nasty. Don't even bother that. I was like, you want to be complex and want to do everything off the charts. I said, don't get me wrong. When I first started, everything was complex. Seasons, rubs, sauces, cooking.
Right.
Hell,
right.
It was like a damn science project trying to get ready every freaking time you cook. But,
I mean, now
it's just simple. Barbecue's simple. You keep it simple, it'll taste good. If you go complex, more likely you're going to mess it up. That's
yeah,
the best
you're
advice
right.
I give everybody. Or I give advice to everybody, pretty much. Simple is always better.
Well, you keep it simple. You keep it easy. You don't try to... Don't try to do it up too much. You need a checklist. Y'all need to start your checklist of what you need when you go to cook.
But on the other hand, I don't have any Chris Chadwick sauce though.
That's right. You don't. That's bad stuff, son. I'm telling you.
I don't think I tried that last time I was around you, did I?
Hey, well, you want me to fill you in? This the first of the year was really rocky for me because I was going against everything that I usually did when I won.
Yeah, every contest I heard you was going to, you talked to me. It's like, I'm changing this, I'm using this, I'm using that, and I'm using this. I'm like, damn, you swapping it in and out a lot. I don't even think you've been using your saucer or nothing, have you?
Nope. But you know what? I've started back. And our last comp, let's see, our last comp was a big event for the town. It was only it was more like a four-way shootout against the company teams. And there was three big company teams and then me and Bob. And we took 14, 15 bucks, 20-plus racks of ribs, not counting about 40 pounds of chicken and beans. And we were fortunate enough, you know, we put it in the box and they liked it. So we got four calls, so I was happy with that. And then the week before I went to a VFW cook and just took the Green Mountain Grill and we got a second and two thirds. But we did it old school. Used my sauce and just did it old school. I'm going to miss the Soybean Festival because they're going to have Survivor there. I'm going to miss out on that and cook chicken here at the house instead for that wedding. But I'm thankful to have that order too because that's money in the pocket. Instead of going and spending $500 or $400, it's money in the pocket this weekend, so I'm happy about that.
You know what they say, a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush.
Two in the bush, you got it, brother. Then that goes a long way, and that's true. Let me check this chat room and see what's going on.
Is somebody taking a shower?
No, I'm paying.
Say what?
what is that noise?
I'm not taking a shower. Well, that's
I'm
just painting. Interference.
No, that's me. That's why I've been on
mute.
That's you.
I'm painting.
Painting.
What are you painting?
Oh, well.
I can't tell you what I'm painting. I'm painting.
Oh,
do
mercy.
Do you do that for
Let's
a living?
See.
No.
No?
He cooks. He is a cook extraordinaire. Guys, we're going
to
need
somebody
that.
To
take
the shower
in.
We can take the short bus.
Take the short bus.
That's a long drive, though.
I want it pink.
You want it pink?
Oh.
Yeah. I want it to say breastfed on the side, but my husband said no.
Have it say
no.
What? What's it supposed to say?
Breastfed.
Breastfed?
Breast.
Go for it.
Breast.
Yeah, that's my cook-off.
Go for it. Breastfed.
That's the cook-off she organized.
That's the one
and,
you need to come to next year because it's badass and we have fun.
That's a long drive.
Badass.
It's still
I like
badass.
Anything with I like anything with pink and titties.
Well, I'm not going to say what all was involved this year, but pink was involved.
Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. We all
pink
like
stands for
one.
Breast cancer.
That's it. You got it. Well, guys, let me cue this next caller in. We've got more callers in on the board now. Let's welcome them to the show. Caller 931-703. Who we got?
What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
Man,
how's it going tonight?
When I tuned in, it was talking about a checklist coming here from barbecue comps, and it went to pink and titties. I just don't know what's going on tonight.
Well, you know, I don't know how it gets that way. Sometimes it just kind of goes south, and we just roll with the flow. Let the smoke roll. Talk about it and let it roll.
Shoot, man, doing great. Ready to get out there and kick it in a little backyard type deal. Lincoln County Fair this weekend. We're gonna have a big time. Come down, have a fun time, and gonna hopefully come away with some awards this time at it, you know, more than we did last year.
Yeah, we hope you get some calls, get the big call, the last call. We wish you the very best there at the Lincoln County. What kind of competition do you think you're going to have this year? You got several teams lined up?
It's always a bunch of folks there. I mean, you know, it's probably 15 to 20 groups, but
right,
it's kind of
right.
like everybody. It's kind of like one of the so-called coordinators said. You know, as they was running around the Friday night before last year. You know, she was going around in her shitty own self, and you know, was talking to everybody, and she's introduced herself and talking to them, finding out teams wasn't from Lincoln County. She's like, well, y'all got a chance of winning. You're not from Lincoln County. Oh, y'all up here, y'all got a good chance of it. Oh, you're from Lincoln County, you ain't got a chance. So, you know, it's kind of one of those comps. You know, they kind of like, I don't know, they're more worried about everything else than they are judging Q, but we just go down, have a good time, do our cook, and turn it in the box and see how it comes out and hope it all, you know, hits the palate like they want it to.
You got it. That's right. That's right. That's how all comps are. We just go and have a good time. That's what it's all about. And man, I'm glad you get to compete this weekend. I've got to pass up on one, and I hate I'm going to pass, but I've just got to, you know, like we were saying, a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. So we'll roll with the next one. We're going to have the Boss Hoss Burnout at Paris Landing State Park. That's going to be a great competition in a couple of weeks. You ought to come down and play there. It's going to be nice.
What's the weekend on it there?
20 and 21st, I believe.
Yep, I won't be able to make it that weekend.
I know, man. There's competitions everywhere, it seems like. I know, you know, they've got them going on. Well, we've got another caller. Let's get this caller queued in. We'll welcome Team Grilling and Jillin. Chilling and Grilling, I'm sorry. Goob, you're live with us. What's happening?
Grilling and Chilling, you got it, brother.
I'm here. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Come in. Listening to what y'all got going on, playing a little, I'd say me and Elva call it Porch League softball. we're here on the front porch playing a little ball and listening to your commentary.
Well, we've got a room full. Hold on a minute. We've got a room full. We've got Kobe Archie listening in. We've got Cody Archie on the line. We've got Jennifer right there out of Texas with us tonight. She has got a new team name, and I'll let her daytime friends and nighttime rubbers.
Oh.
I'm telling you. And I've got Fraz in the house tonight, guys. We've got it loaded up, so we've got a chat room full, too, so we're just rolling with it and having a good time.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Thank you. Tried to get in a little earlier. I had some things to do, and I was trying to get caught up and stuff. But it sounds like you're having a good show. I got in a while ago on pink balls or something. I had no idea what y'all were talking about. I thought, damn, I'm picking
up. Yeah, you know.
Wrong show.
You know, that's typical barbecue. I'm telling you, typical barbecue guys right there. You know, we're talking breast fest. What a great event that was. Pink shirts, you know, it's just, we have to all hang out, I guess. It's all right. We have a good time. And you know,
I don't remember anything hanging all out.
No, I know.
So, Fred, how many teams are you going to have after Lincoln County Fair?
Do what now?
How many teams do you think you'll have after at the fair?
I don't know. Last year I think it was like 20. So I mean, you know, it'll be a pretty good support there. Give me a good shot to talk about the October 19th Rib Shootout TBA event going on at Stonebridge Park, as we're calling it, Smoking on the Stonebridge.
That's it.
Coming up,
Fayetteville Cook this year.
Coming up October the 19th. So. Be able to get a chance, you know, to talk a bunch of teams, try to get them there and make them commit and come back and hopefully sign up, you know, several new TBA members and tell them all about TBA and you know, get some more support behind us and more people involved.
That's right.
That's what it's all about, guys. You know, we've worked this PVA a long time, and it's just continuing to grow, and it's just a blessing to have such a great group of guys in it, hard workers, and, you know, it's just we work it hard, and we talk about Tennessee Barbecue Association, and it is growing, and we're putting on some good shows, and we're just keeping it real, keeping it positive. We are cooks that created these cooks for cooks. So, I mean, you know, that's what it's all about. We're just going to keep smoke rolling on it and keep the fires lit. We're going to just keep on rolling and just get huge. We're going to be the force to be reckoned with in Tennessee, that's for sure. We're already on our way.
That's right, yeah. Well, there's no doubt. Hey, if you look around, just look at every week we have members showing us up. And you got to, you know, hey, we've been here 26 years. That's been one thing. But, you know, we're just getting started and stuff. And every week I've got members. You know, I signed up a new guy this week. Got another team coming on board this week. That's the cook we done this past weekend. And, you know, they're excited about it. He said he was just looking at he was waiting to run into one of us before he could sign up. You know, and I thought, well, that's awesome. He heard about it. You know, I mean, the word was out there. And he, you know, he was looking forward to, you know, running into one of us guys before he could sign up, so I was proud of that.
Yeah, that's an awesome feeling, isn't it? I mean, they looking for us to sign up. Where can we sign up to be a Tennessee Barbecue Association member? And,
exactly.
Man, that's awesome. They want to join. They want to play, join our club, and that's what it's all about. You know, everybody. You know, it might not be something for everybody, but it is for most. And we welcome everybody that wants to come in with a positive attitude, wanting to be part of the program, not part of a problem. And because we're not going, that's something we don't tolerate. We're 100% positive. And when it comes back to that, we're just not going to take, we're not going to have that. So we're going to keep it real and keep it good. And that's what TVA is about. Well, I tell you what, y'all pick up for a minute. Give me a couple minutes. I've got to step away. So y'all keep it up and keep going, and I'll be right back.
Go ahead.
I said, just like I say, when I come in, y'all talking about checklists for these barbecue comps and stuff. You know, I may be beating a dead horse here. It's already been talked about earlier, but. You know, it's also important to make a checklist, make sure you bring everything you need, you know, and use. But it's also, if you go to these comps and stuff, do the reverse order on that checklist. You know, the stuff you have there, start checking off what you don't use and you don't need. And that way it frees up space and you don't bring it with you no more because it's just in the way, you know, and it's something, you know, you don't have to worry about packing.
That's right.
No, I need to know what we bring because this is sad for me to say. I put on a cook-off every single year, and I mean, this past year I had 63 teams in my cook-off, but I don't have time to go and look and see what people actually put in their bags and bring to the cook-off, and then all of a sudden my husband won third place in margarita, so he thinks he's going to, you know, win grand champion. And so I'm sitting here going, well, what do we take? And he's like, well, I don't know. And the closest store literally is about 20 miles, like a grocery store. There's a little convenience store thing up the hill that you can run to in about 5 minutes. But we don't know what to take. Like, you know, I know that IBCA requires, you know, bleach water and gloves. And I've looked at the rules on that. But just as a cook, what is your opinion on what to take? Like, what is something you don't even think of that you can take?
If you haven't looked, you can go to DivaQ's. Go to DivaQ's website, and she has a very great checklist, you know, that you can print off from her website. And, you know, it breaks everything down into categories from, you know, fuel for your fire to your cleaning, your cooking, your utensils. You know, it breaks it all down, and you can kind of, I mean, that's a good start. I mean, that's what I did several years ago when I started, went to her site, or, you know, just Googled it up, and her site had to be the one that best one to go to that had one. And she's got a great checklist already made, you know, then you can go through there and, you know, pick out, you know, it tells you what you need to bring as far as the cooks, you know, your knives, your aluminum foil, your gloves, your bleach water, your, you know, washing supplies, your cooking supplies, your bedding supplies, down to the entertainment. I mean, you know, whether you want to bring books, iPod, radio, you know, all those things.
Right.
So, I mean, it's
so what is that website?
Something to go by. Diva Q. D-I-V-A Q.
Okay.
You ever heard of Jeff Yocup?
I'm sorry, what?
You ever heard of Jeff Yocup or Give It to God barbecue team?
Yeah.
Never heard of him? Go to Lulu's Barbecue.com. He's on my website. He's got videos on there. He's got probably one of the best checklists I've ever seen. And he'll run you through the video of what to get, what to do. He's got laid out in days of how to, you know, to put your competition together. You can get on there, and they'll link you to his website. I mean, he's got any information you want, and it's probably one of the best I've seen. And I've seen Danny Kugels, I've seen David Hughes, I've seen a lot of them, and Jess is probably one of the best ones. And if it makes you feel any better, the man just won a grand champion. He won a reserve grand champion the following weekend, and he was at Bedford's down there at Texas out of 19th and just took fourth. So the man knows what he's doing.
Yeah, you know, the main staples is, like you say, your cleaning supplies. Is your, you know, your bleach water and a couple, you know, tubs or totes to do your washing in, your latex gloves, your meat gloves, knives, your rubs, your sauces, your aluminum foil, your charcoal, whatever you use to fuel your pit with, whether it be wood, charcoal, pellets.
What kind of wood do you cook with?
Me?
Because this has been a big, huge debate in Texas lately. What kind of wood? Because people say mesquite, we have mesquite abundantly here.
Yeah.
I know y'all probably don't there, but we do here. And it's been a big debate lately on it cooks dirty, I guess, is the word they used.
Well, I'm a full blown. I mean, I'm hickory. I mean, I growed up teething on hickory wood. So, I mean, that's kind of what I enjoy using. I like the flavor of the smoke. I like, you know, the way the heat it puts off. I mean, I'm just a hickory fan.
I'm back. I'm just catching
you know,
on that.
Maybe a little peach wood. Peach wood's not bad, but hickory, like I say, is the primary one I like to use.
Okay.
I don't know about
hickory.
They like in pellets. They
Chris, what do you use?
Well, we use hickory most of the time. We use hickory. It's abundant here. You know, I have a sawmill just right on the edge outside of town. I can go buy a whole bundle of hickory slabs for $20, and I mean that's enough to cook several cooks. And
right.
The hickory is great.
I don't think we have that here.
You have to go to the grocery store and buy it. And,
I can tell old Faz been out of the cooking game for a while.
Yeah.
Because he ain't been paying attention. I don't cook with pellet no more, brother.
Cody's a vertical charcoal cooker.
You went with a lump charcoal. I forgot about that.
That's right.
Do you have a pellet cooker?
Do what?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I cook on a Lang 84.
On a Lang, big bag.
A Lang.
Lang.
Yeah, that's right. You see Rod Gray take a Lang 84 and, you know, cook a whole hog on it.
I cook a whole hog on mine. Let the smoke roll, Will. I'm going to let it roll, son.
I tell you what, Fraz, tell us about you see the fire come out of that box.
Tell us about what?
You've seen the fire come out of the box on my old pit before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looks like the sun coming up down on the end of the, you know, it'd be midnight and you think it's daylight. You got to walk by with heat shields on and sunglasses and make sure you spray down your copper tone or your Panama Jack because you're going to get a little
bit of something. That's what I'm talking about, son.
That's what I'm talking about. We kicking the tire, we lighting that fire, we letting the smoke grow. That's it. Oh, me. What we're talking about.
I will never complain about that smoker again. That dude kept me from freezing one night, so I ain't going to complain about it one bit.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's not efficient, but it's a good cooker, and it'll definitely keep you warm, that's for sure. Well, you know, I had to go downstairs for a moment. Let me tell you what Presley, my 10-year-old, did. We've been up here in the loft doing the show, and she's been downstairs cooking supper. And she cut a loin. She took a pork loin, cut a pork loin, sliced it, seasoned and pan-fried pork chops out of that loin. She also peeled fresh potatoes, boiled them, and made homemade mashed potatoes. And she also cooked speckled butter beans and fresh okra. And that's what my supper is waiting on me downstairs. And she's 10 years old, and I mean, it's mighty fine. So
I've never
even
heard of speckled beans. What is a speckled bean?
A speckled butter bean?
Yeah.
They're just a different brand. They're speckled. They're actually red and white, and sometimes they're brown and darker brown. But they're a good butter bean. Speckled butter beans. But I mean, it's a mighty fine supper. So when the show's over, about 26 minutes, I'm going to have a dynamite supper. I'm telling you. So I'm excited.
I don't have any kids tonight.
Well, you will one day, and they are going to.
No, I have kids. I have three of them. I have plenty of kids. They're just not here.
Well, they're going to get old enough. They're going to get old enough to cook for you one of these days.
They are. Hannah's 10. I have the same age daughter as you have.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just way younger.
You're younger?
I started younger, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, that's all right. That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody
I wanted
water
to be a young mommy.
Oh, mercy, mercy. Well, guys, I tell you what, we're trying to get some rub info out of Cody. He's supposed to give us a heads up on some rub tonight. Some secret ingredients. I don't know what he's talking, but we want some info down and dirty on rub. I know I make my own rub. I also use Junior's rub for grub, and also use Lance Moore's West Texas Pitmasters. And I do have some Lulu's barbecue rub. So I've got some special rubs here. And, Jennifer, y'all are going to have to come up with a good rub. You're going to have to make your rub. You say Lance will give you some, but you're going to have to work on your flavor profiles for Texas and make your rub. And
I don't even know where to begin, friend.
Well, salt, sugar, and salt, sugar, and chilies. There you go. That's a rub. And they've all got salt in them. Most of them have sugar in them. And most of them have chilies in them. Goob, Goob makes his own rub too, don't you, Goob?
Yeah, we do. We make all our scratch.
Right, right. So,
I just want to buy it from somebody where it's already done, so I don't have to do it myself.
Well, see, that's wrong thing to say. You got to make rub.
Why?
But you've also got Ray down there. He's got a dynamite little store. You can go down there, and he has all different kinds of rubs down there. I mean, he's got a nice store down there.
Ray Bonner?
Yep, Ray Bonner's store. What is that store called?
Outdoor Chef.
It's a nice store. I mean, he's got Traegers, he's got Green Mountains, he's got all kind of pits, he's got Weber's, he's got all kinds of sauces and rubs. I mean, he's really got a nice store. Most barbecue guys would love to have a store like that.
Y'all don't have one there?
No.
Well, Well, maybe I should move to Tennessee and start me a store.
Well, there you go. You would go. You would. That would be great. Just come on down and y'all start a store and have a great time for about a month or two.
No, my goal is to have all the barbecue superstars. And my goal, that's my goal. My cook-off next year, I want every one of you.
Well, I tell you what, you had three of us last year. This past year.
I want all five.
Well, you know, maybe we can get Big D to come down. And I don't know about Jim Bird and Chad Ward. That's Florida and Georgia right there. Georgia, South Carolina line. But you never know. Who knows? Let me get this caller queued in here. We've got an 806 number, and this is, let's welcome Mr. Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, to the show.
Yay.
Queued in, yeah. We've got to have some more Texas pool in there, because we loaded with Tennessee guys tonight. Tennessee, let's keep it up, guys.
Lance, help me out here on the West Texas side. What kind of wood do you cook with?
What kind of wood do I use?
Yeah. White oak? Or live oak?
Live oak, white oak, red oak. I've used a little bit of all of it.
Can you get hickory in this part of Texas?
Can you get hickory? The answer is yes, you can get hickory. The answer, you're going to pay through the butt to get it.
I don't care about that.
You can get it at the grocery store. It'll be about $20 a bag or better.
Maybe
you've got Western wood there also. I mean, Western
absolutely. There's even the firewood places around here even have hickory. But like I said, I mean, you're going to pay $400 a cord probably for it.
How much?
About $400.
Hey Chad, you ready? I've got 7 or 8 trailer trucks that we can load up with it and head to Texas if you like.
And go
hey, bring it to me. I'll buy it from you. Come on, I'll pay for your gas.
If we can get $400 a cord for it, we can make bank down there.
There's a guy in Tennessee, I don't remember what his name is, he sent me a message. Sells it $60 a truckload.
Yeah.
I mean, around here, I get it for 30, 40 bucks a truckload here.
You come down here with your hickory, and I'll get you some mesquite. How about that?
that worked out well.
That's that old proverbial short end of the stick right there.
I'm just trying to make a deal. I'm like the barter kings, you know. Let me make my deal, Chris. Be quiet.
I'm telling you. Keep going,
in fact, I might say about that Tennessee boys cook with some mesquite. That ought to be interesting.
All right, boys. I am done for the night. I am going in. Y'all have a great night.
Cody, have a good night, brother. Appreciate you calling in. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Well, guys, I tell you what, it's crazy how the wood varies from region to region. We don't do a lot of mesquite here, but, you know, Kingsford does make that mesquite charcoal. And that's about the extent of mesquite around here. You can get.
Yeah, well, I don't
cook with
much of it either. That's probably why I get my butt whipped a lot in West Texas, too, but oh well.
Well, you know, it does add a flavor. You know, let me rephrase that. I personally have always thought before I ever started cooking, you know, mesquite was what you cooked with. Brisket, you cooked Texas-style mesquite. And that's all you used was mesquite. But,
yeah. I love oak and I cook with apple too, so that's my two woods of preference, but I cook with hickory, but it's just so expensive around here, right?
Well, you've got Baxter's wood out of Georgia, you've got Baxter's out of Georgia, and then you've got Fruit of Wood Chunks, and I'm not really sure where they're out of.
Colorado.
Colorado, okay. And then you've got Western Wood. And I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure the other, like, quote, charcoal wood suppliers, but those are the three that come to mind.
No, that's probably the three big ones right there, I would say. I mean, that's the three that you hear the most about.
Right.
And of course, Western, it's Texas. It's out of Pleasanton. So...
And then Texas has several charcoal companies also. You know, I'm telling you, sponsors and things, we have sent out sponsor email requests and emails. And, you know, one of the ones that never reply to you are charcoal manufacturers. They never send you an email confirmation, a no. They send nothing. So, you know, I don't know. The only one that sent me, I've had two reply, which is Royal Oak and Kingsford. And Royal Oak gave me the criteria of what to do, and Kingsford just said no. So, you know, that's the two that replied. But we just keep on and try to make it happen, that's for sure. Sponsors, I know... there's several sponsors out there, and, you know, you always want to thank anybody that sponsors you or sponsors another team. You know, they might sponsor you the next year. You never know. They sponsor more than one team, that's for sure, most of the sponsors. And we've all got our sponsors, and you know, that's how much they help us. And I really greatly appreciate my sponsors, and I know you do, Lance Barr, and Goob, he has sponsors,
yes, sir.
He appreciates, and we all have sponsors we appreciate, and, you know, whether they sponsor us or not, I still like to go up and shake their hand and talk to them and tell them thank you for sponsoring Barbecue Team. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Hey. Yeah, you know, that's just how it works. We've got another caller in queue. Let's get them in and welcome them in, if we can get them in. And, but... you know, sponsors just really help out tremendously. The number to call tonight, guys, 347-202-0263. That is the same number for every show of every night of the week, with exception of Saturday. We start off Sunday nights with Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters Barbecue Show. Monday night, Jim Burke, Killer Bees Barbecue Show. Tuesday night, Chad Ward, that's Whiskey Bent in the Pit. Wednesday night, you've got me in the house, Chris Chadwick, we're letting the smoke roll on Let's Talk Smoke. Thursday night, you've got John Reeves, Smoking X Nation, him and Cole Smith on Thursday nights. Friday nights, you've got Daryl Mast in the house with Friday Nights Live Lights, and he winds up the week, and it starts back over Sunday nights with Lance Moore. So, you know, we've got a dynamite lineup here on BarbecueSuperstars.com, BlogTalkRadio.com, and it is just a smoking show every night of the week. A little format difference in all the shows we do here. Especially love to have callers call in. We love to see what's going on and all over the country, all over the nation. We want to talk smoke with everybody. We welcome everybody to call in, promote their product, their business, their team. That's what it's all about. See if we can get this caller queued in real quick. But we just have a great time right here, and that's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. 580-478, we've got you queued in now. Who have we got? Welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys? It's Roy.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Roy.
I was waiting on you. I've been wondering how you've been doing. How's it going tonight, Roy?
Well, sitting out here in the field again.
Bless your heart. Just a big blessing on Madison's fundraiser. And what's her name? Is it Stella?
It is Stella. Yes, it is.
What I was thinking, Stella. You got Stella now there with Madison. And how's it all going?
It's going pretty good. Her and Madison has bonded really well.
It's kind of hard for her right now because Madison's going to school, and she can't go with her, so she'll sit there at the door. Today she jumped up, I guess, at the windows and sat there and kept on looking out the window waiting for Madison to get off the bus. So, you know, she got a little bit of training to do before she can actually go to school. So hopefully we can they might speed up that process a little bit so she can start going to school with her. So
wonderful. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. That's just an awesome report right there. That's just a blessing in itself, isn't it?
Yep. And I introduced her to her first barbecue contest last week.
Really? How did that go?
It went pretty good. We went up here to Parker, Colorado, for a barbecue contest that was going on there, and saw some of my barbecue buddies up there, and she did really good with the crowd and stuff like that. So went really well.
And that's awesome. Well, we're just so proud that it just the whole thing went so well for you. You know, it's just a blessing to hear all the good news, and we're just proud that all went as well as it did, Roy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it couldn't have happened without all the support that we got from everybody, you know, especially the, you know, barbecue community. They're the really the big ones that helped out a lot to make our fundraiser, you know, a success. So then, you know, I've got a few people out there that, you know, made some big donations to her. So without all them and without everybody, you know, passing along the page and supporting her, we couldn't have done it without everybody.
Well, you know, it did take a team effort, and you know, the barbecue community stepped up, and just God bless them all. God bless y'all. I mean, that just was wonderful that happened and went the way it did for you. I was really proud to see all that good positive feedback, all that positive things happening. It was just a big blessing. We're proud of you. Proud for
you.
Oh
yeah. Mhm. Well, I'm glad it's all done. It took a lot of work, you know. There's a lot of phone calls I made from Colorado to all over, basically, cities, but we made it happen.
That's right, you did, and it was a huge success, and we're very proud of that. We sure are. Well, we just lost Goob. Goob was in the house, and we just lost his call. Maybe he'll call back, but we've got another caller. Let's cue them in real quick. We've got John Rees and Smoking X in the house tonight. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
What's happening? We're just here talking a little barbecue, just having a good time. We've just got a lot of things going on. I think Jennifer's still with us tonight. Jennifer, you still in the house, aren't you? There's Jennifer. We've got Jennifer in the house with us. We've had Lance on. We've had Goob on. We've had Cody and Kobe Archie in the house. We've got Roy Powell with us right now. We had Fraz, another Tennessee cook here in the house with us. We've had a lot of callers tonight.
That's good. I'm proud to hear it.
We're, you know, Lance had about a 16-minute show Sunday night.
He and I talked about that, and I told him, I said, well, then you got to call Chadwick because he and I have to reset our shows up every single week because everything gets erased and it gets discombobulated and all of our pictures and all that stuff is gone. We got to start over every week. And he said he's been setting his shows up, you know, a month or two at a time, and I said, man, I'd love to do that, but I learned almost the hard way because I checked it about 5 minutes before a show started a couple weeks ago, and I said we've kind of had to reset up. I don't know if that blog talk that website just resets everything, but it seems like it's a little different every time. I don't know what the deal is. But
I know
it. Ours really had never affected the time. It's just always been our pictures and our quotes and, you know, the music. But I've never had it affect the time.
Well, we just never know how it's going to roll, how it's going to run. We just keep going with it and just make it work. You know, we just we've had a lot of people call in tonight. We've talked to a lot of good barbecue. Jennifer is needing a checklist. Jennifer,
oh,
right here in the house.
I'm going to
send that to her. Jennifer, right here in the house, the chat room, we had Jason Adams.
See, John, I know above your head. I call the bigger people when I need help.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just a peon. You go right on ahead. I just completely forgot. My day has been just crazy today, but everybody has their own little checklist. But I was going to send you part of mine, kind of have an idea. We did tell you how to break that grill in, though, so I don't know. You can't be mad at me.
They said Pam spray works just as good as getting the fat barred from pictures.
That's what I'll say, is get it from the butcher.
No. They said Pam.
You can,
like the Pam spray?
You can do the oil or the lard from the butcher, but something a little quicker and easier and a little less messy, just spray her down if you want to go buy a few cans of spray oil, Pam, or anything like that, and just coat it down real good and kick her up to about 350, and you'll kill anything that was in that tank, and you'll season it out, and it'll be ready to roll. Throw you a pack of bacon in there, too, and you'll really have some good flavor.
You see, John, they're trying to make my job a little less hard.
Oh, come on. Everybody does
that. Yeah.
I have. I called my husband earlier, and I was like, are you talking about lard? And he was like, yeah, yard. And I said, yard? Why? A-R-D? Yard? He was like, no, lard, like lard ass, like that.
Oh, mercy. Okay. Mercy.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
Well, I tell you what, John, you didn't hear earlier. I've got the Green Mountain Grill back together, and it looks pretty good.
You're going to have some kind of focus pictures on that.
Straightened out. Huh?
You're going to have to send us all some pictures of that.
I will. I've got diamond blade on it, straightened out, and straightened up, stack fixed, and welded. It's ready to roll now. It's ready to cook in next comp. I'm going to miss my comp this weekend. We've got a big competition in Martin, the Soybean Festival. And I've also got 300 chicken halves to cook this weekend, so I've got to do that instead of go cook. So we're going to get the big pit out. We're going to let the smoke roll. We're going to get those 300 on that big pit and just get them cooked up for a wedding Saturday evening.
Well, that's what we all talk about. Is sometimes we have to do a little catering job on the side instead of going to compete to keep a checkbook where it works.
That's right. That's right. We all do that. And I think every barbecue team out there that's listening in, that's been in that position before, you know, we all have and do it every so often. And that's part of competing, I think. So we're just gonna keep it rolling and keep it going.
Yes, sir.
I've got gallons of sauce that I've got to make, special sauce, my own personal sauce that I've got to make. I've got, just took an order on the show for 2 gallons a while ago, and I got 2 more gallons to make, and I need to make an extra, so I need to make 5 gallons of sauce. So we'll see how that works.
Who is standing in the wind talking to us?
Who is who?
Standing in the wind. We can hear it blowing the coat.
Oh, that's John must be outside.
No, I'm inside.
Well, it might be Roy. He's in the field.
I think it's Lance.
Roy is in the field. He is in Colorado.
No,
he's in the service. Oh, well.
Yeah, it might be me because I'm outside here, so.
Yeah, well, it's no big deal, Roy.
I'm actually standing on a big mound of dirt because it's the only place I can get service where we're at.
Yeah, man, that is dedication. We're gonna give Roy Powell, a Salt from the Sky barbecue team, a big hell yeah, because he is out in the field on top of a hill talking barbecue to us.
He's dedicated.
Yes,
Jennifer,
this is dedication.
Are y'all ready to rock and roll this weekend, or are you a little bit nervous, or are you timid, or?
We really don't care. We're just going to show up and cook what we cook and do what we do, and it should be fun. But we, our biggest deal is just I want to follow rules correctly, and I want to have everything on the checklist that we have to have, because I don't want to have to go to the store 500 times for my husband, and, you know, I'll be the one to go because he ain't going to do it. So, I just have to have a checklist ready and be ready to go.
Just make sure you got your seasoning and a lot of full and lots of paper towels and plenty of fuel for that pit. And then you'll probably be all right.
That's right.
I think we're gonna splurge and maybe go for a different kind of wood than what we're thinking. But you never know. You don't know what John. You don't know what he's gonna do. He's crazy.
Well, I tell you what, and we've all talked about it before, and Chris and I have really talked about it here lately. Is the first couple few cooks you'll do, you'll take half your kitchen with you. And then you'll start figuring out what you're not going to use and what you are going to use, and then you start cutting way back, and then the next thing you know, you specifically start going down that checklist and only take enough spoons for beans or this, that, another, or, you know, what knife, two or three knives, the knives you're going to cut ribs with or brisket with or split your chicken, and that's all you'll take. Because I guarantee after you lug that stuff around and unpack it and pack it back up after a few comps, I guarantee you will have your own list made up. And
right.
You with
the streamlining. That's right. That's right. Take half of what you think you need, and you'll be all right.
Okay. Well, I have a question. How many more days are open on the Facebook page for the dog? Because I know they have the dog, but I know also that there needs to be vet bills paid and things like that. And RestFest wants to make a donation. How many days is left open for that? Because I haven't checked it.
Well, you know, we've got Roy right here with us. So, Roy, this is Jennifer. She is the organizer of RestFest. They're in Buffalo Springs, Texas. It's outside of Lubbock. That's where I went to actually go with Smoke and Eggs this past year, just a few weeks ago to cook now. All you had to do is talk to Roy, Jennifer. Let's see. Roy, you're still in the house with us, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, see, there you go.
Okay,
Roy, we've got somebody else. We've got Jennifer right here, and she's a super great gal. What we'll do after the show, actually, we're out of time already, but Jennifer, just shoot Roy a private message. Roy Powell.
Okay.
And I'm sure y'all can work all that out.
Yeah, we went ahead and we ended the gift forward page basically because whenever we first kind of got into that page, you know, we didn't understand, you know, that 7% that they was charging everybody. So we went ahead and took that down after the fundraiser and stuff. But you can always send donations to my address.
Okay.
You can find me on Facebook. It's Roy Powell. And maybe John or Chris can shoot you, you know, a link to my page or something like that since I'm away from my computer and stuff.
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
And, do that. And you can send it that way. Or my PayPal account is another way. But just shoot me a message, and I can get to it as fast as I can, or I'll have my wife check my Facebook messages and have her do it that way.
Okay, good, because We had actually set a certain amount aside to help pay for the vet bills and no food and things like that. But when we looked at it, it said 40 days. But then when we tried to actually give the donation, we couldn't do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So
okay.
we're competing.
Yeah, it might be because of that reason, because we took it down after the fundraiser. But, yeah, I mean, anything's helpful still because I've got an 18-month-old monster.
Right.
Yeah.
If you have, you know, noticed or seen some of the pictures that we have posted on Facebook, Stella is a 18-month-old German long-haired dog, and she's a monster.
Okay.
At 18 months old, so.
Well, I'll find
yep.
you on Facebook. We'll get that check.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Man, how awesome is that? Man, that's just great. Thank you so much. That's just there again. You know, that's that old barbecue brotherhood, sisterhood kind of deal. You know, we're all family across the country. And that's what makes it, that's why I enjoy doing the show. I mean, we do. We have a great time on the show. I just can't say it enough or enough how much fun that I've how much fun I've had and how much I enjoy doing the show. Yes, it takes 2 hours out. It's just like having a little side job, but we love to do it. It's all for the love of the Q. You know, we all get together. Matter of fact, I was telling you in the chat room, Jason Adams, he's in the chat room. He said he'll send her an email, and I'll email her our checklist. So that's Jason, Jason Adam, Adam. And he'll send you a checklist, too. So, I mean, there's plenty of people who send you a checklist on things to do, and I might even try to work one up and send you one. So you take all of them and edit all those lists, and you'll come up with a dynamite cooking list. You've already got a big help forward right there. John will send you his list, and by the time we all send you list, Jennifer, y'all gonna need that short bus to haul everything.
And we're going to wave Gray and Tammy this weekend, so they better just watch out.
Well, let's hope you do.
Because we have some Lance Moore rub, and we got all kinds of stuff going on.
I'm telling you, you know.
If I could just get your friend that was on earlier to send me his secret recipes, I'll be good. I'll be golden.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, you never know who will send you a recipe. You never know. So,
I'm on Facebook too.
Well, I tell you what, Jennifer, you start out and give everybody a shout out on your Facebook page and your team name, and you never know who will send you something. So just give everybody a shout out. We'll do that. You and then Roy and then John will finish it out.
Okay. Well, my name is Jennifer Campbell. Jennifer Campbell. I'm in Lubbock or Shawwater, Texas, actually. And my husband's John Campbell, and we are daytime friends and nighttime rubbers. And we are starting our first cook-off this weekend. We're going to win Grand Champion, and we appreciate you having us on the show, Chris. We love you, love you, love you, and you better come back next year, or I'll hunt you down.
Well, good luck
to
you, and may you your name be called last. I tell you, I good luck to you. Y'all just have a good time. That's what it's all about. Just have a good time, and just go enjoy. Glad you called in, and call in anytime, Jennifer. Y'all always welcome.
Thank you, friend.
You're welcome. All right, Roy.
All right, hey, this is Roy Powell from Assault from. But I want to, you know, give a shout out again to everybody that's helped and support my daughter's fundraiser for her seizure response dog. Thank you. And well, that's about it. The wind's starting to pick up out here, and it's getting ready to give one hellacious downpour. So I'm going to go ahead and get off of here.
All right, Roy, have a good night. Thank you for calling in.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, brother, have a good night. All right,
yep.
John. All right. John, you going to finish this up?
Yeah, this is John with Smokin' X and the X Nation Barbecue Show. We're kind of a sister station and a sister show to Chadwick's show here on a Wednesday night. Our show is on a Thursday night. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Toby Cooksey on talking about the Panhandle cook-off this weekend. And we're also going to be talking about I attended my first KCBS cook-off this last weekend, and we're going to be doing some comparing and talking about that. And so if you're a big IBCA cook or you're a big KCBS cook, we'd love to talk to you about the about everything that goes on with each one of them.
All right, John. Sounds good, brother. Hope you have a good show tomorrow night. Thanks for calling in. This is Chris Chadwick from the Let's Talk Smoke Show. We always let the smoke roll right here. We're going to give it a big hell yeah. We want to shout out to all our sponsors real quick. That's BarbecueSuperstars.com, Blues Hog Barbecue Salt, also GreenMountainGrills.com. If you're looking for an awesome pit pellet cooker, just give Green Mountain Grills a contact them. You would not be sorry. Grill Grate, Meat Rake, Junior's Rub for Grub. That's a dynamite rub also. We want to give a big shout-out to Danny Kugel, Pitbull's Barbecue School up in Smoke. That is just a phenomenal online barbecue school. That's Danny Kugel, Pitbull's up in Smoke. Just check his barbecue school out. It's on sale right now, a Labor Day special that they have extended. Also, we want to give a big shout-out to Ted. We have got an awesome new sauce, Zaggle's Sweet and Sour. It's actually www.CajunSweetAndSourSauce.com. Check that out. It is a wonderful sauce. I guarantee you'll find the flavor you will like. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to all my listeners for listening in, listening to archives, all my callers. We greatly appreciate everybody that calls in. That listens in every week. We just can't do it. That's what we keep doing it for, all you guys, and I appreciate every one of you. And anything that I can do, you know I will. Just give me a shout on Facebook, Chris Chadwick. Also like my radio show page. That's Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke Radio Show. Give that a like. Go to Tennessee Barbecue Association. That's www.tbabbq.com. Check that website out also and join our Facebook group. That's Tennessee BBQ Association. Just join it, check it out. We welcome everybody to join that. It's a great group with a great bunch of guys. I just can't say enough about everything barbecue related. We have a great time, and I'm going to finish the show out tonight. We're going to get a little hog wild right here, right now.
Well, I was born at a party in a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild.
corn hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Good night. Appreciate all of you calling in, listening in, and this show has been brought to you by BarbecueSuperstars.com. Till next Wednesday night, let the smoke roll, baby.